New Country Z100. Hey, good morning. It's Kent with you today. Kent the Country Morning Show. Very excited because tomorrow night at Heron Festa Italiana, we're welcoming to the stage Jamie Johnson and Southern Illinois' own Kendall Marvel. Kendall is on the phone with me today. Good morning, brother.
Morning. How you doing, Kent?
Buddy, I'm doing good, and I'm stalking you on Facebook right now.
That's all right.
I want to ask you a question before we get into the music questions.
Sure.
Your beard is awesome.
Appreciate it. It's getting whiter by the day.
Well, I have decided that I'm going to do my best. Now, I will probably never reach your status.
There are a lot of, you got to keep an eye on them. After you eat and such, you know, they get a little messy sometimes.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what is your beard care regimen? Do you use a beard oil? What kind of product do you do on it every night there, Kendall?
I do use a beard oil, actually. I don't use it as much as I should. Mm-hmm. It keeps your coat nice and shiny.
Uh-huh.
but lots of conditioner. Lots of, you know, try to comb it every day and keep all the knots out of it.
Yeah.
You get a knot in a beard and it's not good.
It's never a good thing.
That's right.
That could be a line in maybe one of your songs. Like that's a bad thing that could happen. I got a knot in my beard and my truck broke down. I don't know.
It sounds like a country song, doesn't it?
Man, I tell you what, it's an exciting time for you. And can I just say, hey, congratulations on everything, but I saw you are going on the road with Chris Stapleton later this year, right?
I am. It's going to be so much fun with him and Brothers Osborne. So, yeah, it's going to be a big time for me, for sure.
Dude, this is incredible. Now, I know that you write songs with these guys and hang out with them all the time. You went to, like, London or Europe or something with Brothers Osborne, didn't you?
I did last year, yeah. It was good. I've never been over there either. It was a lot of fun.
You have a lot of country fans over there in Europe?
There are tons. It's amazing how many there is over there. They're totally different than American crowds. They're really quiet, and you know, although they're drinking beer all the time, they're just like sitting at the Bluebird Cafe.
Yeah,
everybody's just deathly quiet while you play, and then they're tossing babies in there. You know, I mean, it's just the craziest thing you ever seen.
If somebody's never seen you do your thing on stage, like, just name some of the artist songs that you've written for them.
Oh, I've written for George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Gary Allen, Blake Shelton, Jamie Johnson, Jake Owen, Josh Turner, just tons of them.
With Jamie Johnson that you're opening for right there, give me a good Jamie Johnson story that you can share. Do you have any?
Oh, I've got tons of them. Yeah, I've got tons of them that I can't share as well, obviously. But
right.
Jamie, he does things his way. It's cost him a time or two, but it's actually, he's won in the long run by being stubborn, doing things that he wanted to do. And so was the case. He done his first record on RCA, and then he left there. And I was just, the day that I was writing with him was the day after he lost his, after they let him go at RCA. They dropped him. And so he likes to write personal songs, you know, stuff that he's done or lived or whatever. And that's when we wrote that Lonesome Song, which was the title to his next record, which was his breakthrough record. You know, it had In Color on there, sold a couple million records, and just took him to a different level. And that's maybe my most requested song when I play places, like when I do songwriter shows, that people like to hear. And it wasn't even a hit song, but it's just got like a cult following, as Jamie does. I mean, he draws people out of the woodwork, and it's, for somebody who's really only had one massive radio hit, he draws a lot of people. Yeah, he's great.
You talk about country music. You guys are going to bring it Friday night at the Festa. I'm excited for everybody who's going to see it, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't played the Heron Fest in 20 years either.
Yeah.
So last time I done a songwriter show, and it was, you know, I think late 90s, somewhere in there, a long, long time ago. But yeah, it's going to be, there will be no bro country played on Friday night at Heron Fest. I can promise you that.
It's going to be a good time Friday night, that's for sure.
It's going to be good weather too, I hear.
That's what I hear as well. I'm looking at the forecast. So it's a clear night. Low around 68, that's perfect for an icy cold beverage of your choice.
Perfect weather for that.
There's people listening to us today that have been working their job. They just work all the time, and they haven't had a good country show in a while with some good country music, then, Kendall, this is the show to come and see here Friday night at the Festa, brother.
If that's what they've been missing is country music, Friday night is the night to be there for sure.
I tell you what, man, I'm going to go ahead and play Low Down and Lonesome, and I'm going to give away some tickets right here, right now on the show. So, brother, hey, safe travels, and we'll see you here Friday night.
You got it. Looking forward to it, Kent. Thank you, buddy.